folder by Frank Croft, and Frank has spoken a few times before. I don't have his bio right here. Frank, tell us who you are.
Hi, I'm Frank. Talk about my gray hair as being the excuse why I'm not really remembering things, because I call it my gray matter that's leaking out. It's been doing it since I was 15, so the fact that I still have a couple dark hairs up there, that's all gray to me. I've been playing with Macs for a while. I guess my wife got the first Mac. I bought a PC, and she turned around and said, "This is horse buggy." And she went out and bought a Mac, and we've been on Macs ever since. I've had now my laptop 25 years. And my current computer is a laptop, and it's the oldest laptop I've ever had. It's 7 years old now, and it's still running. All the others broke, all the others have disks replaced, memory upgraded. I think what Apple is doing now in the way that we saw this thing, laptops are great because they just seem to be indestructible. Of course, I'm not traveling as much as I used to, so maybe that's it too. I love the devices. How many people have more than one device and a computer? Raise your hand. Woo! That's called an ecosystem, isn't it? Apple's pretty good at it, aren't they? Well, what I want to do is talk about the heart and soul of their ecosystem today. And their ecosystem is running on the cloud. And they've had 18 years to perfect it. How many of you signed up back in 2000 for the .Mac? All right, there's a couple of us. Oh, yeah, a few more. Well, .Mac turned into .me, which was they called MobileMe, and a few more people signed up. And finally, they came out with iCloud. And I'll tell you, it was hard when they first started back in 2000. Half the things they said would work didn't work all the time. MobileMe got a little bit better. iCloud got a whole lot better. So how many people today actually use iCloud? All right. All those that did not raise your hand, raise your hands now. Okay? You have more than one device? You're using the cloud because they automatically, when the operating systems come out, iCloud's turned on and they want you to sign in. Now, we all sign in with our Apple ID, right? How many have an iTunes account that's the same as your Apple ID? How many have a different one? I have two iTunes logins, which are separate from my Apple ID. And the key thing about iCloud is you have to sign in on all your devices using your Apple ID, and then you can sign into iTunes to do whatever you need on iTunes. So if iCloud isn't working between your devices, you're probably not signed in with the same Apple ID. All right, so what the heck does it do? Well, it does a whole lot. Photos, files, got backups. You've got all sorts of data. How many? Let's see. Give me some ideas of what kind of data iCloud stores.
Photos.
What else?
Contacts.
Calendar.
Files.
Files.
I back up my iPhone. New iPhone.
Your backups.
Passwords.
Passwords, yes. Come on, there's more.
Black wheels.
What was it?
Notes.
Notes.
PDFs. Reminder PDFs.
PDFs can be there. That's part of the data.
Reminders.
Reminders, yes. This. How about all of your bookmarks? Your bookmarks are shared and stored up there. So there's a whole lot of data there. How many people have actually bought more than the freebie 5 gigs of data? Yeah, it can amplify very quickly, can't it? So there's a lot of data out there, and a lot of people don't understand how it's working, let alone why it may not be working. So that's what I want to, in fact, talk about today. All right, so Apple, literally, between the time I finished arranging my talk on Thursday and today, they changed their website. So I had all my discussion based upon the old website, and now they've got the new one. So I'm going to stumble around a little bit. I hope you bear with me. We're going to keep this kind of short. All right, all your photos and videos are available. Who rents videos on iTunes? Oh, not many. Why not? Don't have to run to the store. Don't have to buy any actual hardware.
Maybe we have Netflix and we have Prime.
Ah, Netflix, Prime, yes, those are good. But sometimes you want something a little bit newer.
Apple TV
is just the hardware. But where you get the new movies from Apple TV, you have to go to Prime or Netflix or iTunes.
Yep.
Apple TV does not have, it's just the hardware.
Maybe it's Dish that lets you buy it.
Ah, so again, that's right. So on Dish is where you're getting it. So there's a lot of videos out there, and you can choose to rent it from the iTunes store or buy it. And if you buy it, it's always on iCloud. You can watch it any device, anywhere.
Frank, I got the latest Apple TV, and you can. It has a link to Amazon Prime now.
Yes.
So you can go into iTunes and get over to your Prime library.
Right. I don't think of going to iTunes. I think of going to the blogging into Apple TV, and that allows you to direct to where you want to go,
exactly.
To what source you want to go get it from.
So if I'm going to download movies to iCloud, then would you suggest I pay $1.99? Get the extra
instead of
just using the free, but
while I run out of space.
What
$1.99 is this?
More storage.
For the extra storage. The bottom line is you look at how much storage you're currently using. If you need more, you get more.
So I think
you're not just in buying more until you need it.
Okay.
And, $1.99, I've got the quantities here in a minute, but
99, she probably only needs 99 as the next step up.
Oh, okay.
99 cents gets you 50, and then the next is 200.
I don't keep these numbers in my head because over the time they've been doing it, they've dropped the price three or four times. So they keep bumping down the price and keep upping how much you're getting for that price. So, they always have it on the web.
Yeah, it's 99 cents to get 50 gig. $2.99, you get 200 gig.
Yep.
$2.99 of what?
$2.99 a month.
Thank you.
For 200 gigs. That used to be what the price was for 50 gigs. So it just keeps getting better. All right, so your videos. The nice thing about these photos, we're talking about photos. How do we, in fact, even get into iCloud? Anyone know?
System preferences.
Let's go to System Preferences. And right there is iCloud. Right in the middle on the left. Okay, everyone see it?
Yeah.
If you click on iCloud, then here's all your choices. And gee, I wonder who that gentleman is there. iCloud Drive, if you click on the options, and we have to wait a little bit for this one. Come on. It's not even getting my information from me. Anyway, gosh.
Photos in there. We're still loading.
This is where you, in fact, get to tell iCloud what you're, in fact, going to store up there. So I'm storing just about everything except my photos. Sometimes I put my photos on, sometimes I don't. The key thing about photos, if you want to store photos on the iCloud, then they must be in the actual Photos app. And everyone knows that the Photos app is both a database and a storage mechanism for your photos. So it has a track, keeps track of all your photos, keeps track of the organization, and you can't access them from anywhere other than from inside Photos. And Photos likes JPEGs. They don't like RAWs. They don't know what to do with RAW, really. And that's why I don't use Photos, because I have a DSLR. I'm taking 25 to 35 megabyte photos, and they're all stored in RAW, so I keep them in a file folder on my computer and do not share them. Occasionally, though, I take a picture with this or my iPad, and I do store those in the cloud, because they're taken, when I take it with the camera app on here, it goes into my Photos library that's on this, and because I want to reduce how much space I use on here, I have the option on the OS of reduce the space, so it keeps a picture, a small subset, on these iOS devices and stores the full thing, JPEG, in the cloud. And once you put it in the cloud, it's accessible from everywhere. So your Mac OS, through the Photos library, can access anything you store in the cloud. All the way in the back first. Dougie?
So, for instance, you have a lot of photos. You don't want them all on the cloud. Maybe you want your most recent year or two. So you make a separate library, and then that library is not accessed by iCloud, right? Is that how you do that?
I used to be able to create separate libraries using Aperture. Can you do it with Photos?
Yes.
You can. Okay. Any other information on how to do that?
I think you hold down Option key or Shift Option when you launch Photos, and instead of just opening and showing your photos, it asks what library do you want to use.
Okay.
It gives you the option to create a new one.
What's the advantage?
And then you can move photos between the libraries. But the default one is the one that's going to get synced in the cloud, and the secondary ones won't. The other thing you can do is, if you actually have enough storage in iCloud for all your photos, but you don't have enough room on your phone or iPad, you can go into the settings on the phone or iPad and tell it to store only the thumbnails. And then when you click on a photo, you'll get a little progress thing as it downloads from the cloud the full resolution image to show you. But that uses much, much, much less storage on the device. And it will still sync all the photos. You know, all the photos will be synced, and you can get to everything you have in your library. It's just it won't store the full-size copy until you click on it.
Now, where is that setting?
I believe it's in the iCloud preferences for iCloud photo sharing. There's an options button in there.
It's on the iOS side.
Yes, on the iOS, not on a Mac.
Oh, it's on the iOS side.
Yes. Other questions?
You may have just said, I don't know if you did or not, because it's kind of, this part goes over my head. I and my sister and my friends have the older phones that don't have a lot of storage, but they love to take pictures with them. And we're going to be traveling, and all of a sudden it says, out of storage. So we start going and deleting pictures and deleting conversations and iMessage and deleting all this and rearranging, just trying to make space so we can take more pictures. And there was one point I had iCloud turned on, and it said something about I had to turn off iCloud, but if I did that, I would lose my photos. And I'm like,
yeah, there are several options. I will be moving over to the iPad and looking at iOS in a few minutes. So can we wait
and then
I can look at that?
99 cents will solve that problem.
No, because she bought the extra storage and her phone still said iOS.
It's the phone storage.
It has to do with this.
She has to, in fact, choose the right option on iOS. So let's take a look at that when I get there.
I just need to take a step back to the very beginning, because people ask me, what is iCloud? So, I mean, I think of it as data's up there somewhere being stored, but
yes.
Does it take it back to, I know Apple had a big place when they were first starting iCloud, and I forget in the South, they were building this big building, and it was very secretive. So where is the data actually stored?
You don't care. Okay, we all are familiar with our devices, and then we have our own separate computers. But in reality, There are these places called server farms, where literally you get a rack that's as tall as a person, and they'll have a computer that literally is about that size, and they will just sit like this in the rack. And then they will have either disks, and these disks are probably running at 10,000 RPM, not like the 5,400 RPM that we have in ours, and they also are sitting here on the racks. And there's just multiple hundreds of them. And you get these racks themselves, and they'll get 50 to 100 of them sitting in these air-conditioned rooms. And they're all connected to the internet. And it's not the internet you and I know. They are T1 lines, which are running at gigabits per second instead of the megabits that we get at. All right, so that's where they are. And there's now four or five that Apple uses. And how many are on Netflix? Do you know Netflix uses Amazon servers? There's a lot of people out there now selling server capabilities. There's an excellent. Yeah, that's all right. So that's where they're stored, and it's, you know, it's been going on for years. It started when the internet started. Sun Microsystems was at the heart and soul of it, creating these little computers, and everyone else, Seagate and IBM, making the disks.
So somebody could destroy one of those storage areas, and all your backup would be gone.
No, because they're all backed up. This storage is backed up over there.
Okay.
Yeah, so my question was, obviously it must be in several different states and several different... do you have any idea as to how massive this...
It's massive. Let me leave it there, because I was at the beginning of all of this when it was getting started, and it's just huge.
Thank you.
There's an example. Actually, that's an older example of how many racks there are. Nowadays, they're side by side. SSDs don't produce as much heat as the old spinning disks, so they're really moving to the SSDs. The old computers create a lot more power and air conditioning needs, and new ones, so they can move them closer together. Okay, so you took my computer away from me. All right.
Temperature is a big deal in these server rooms, and people use the infrared cameras to go around and make sure it doesn't overheat.
Yeah. What's that password for PMUG?
PMUG.
Thank you. Nope.
PMUG lowercase.
All lowercase.
All right, there it goes. Okay, let's continue. I didn't talk about keychains. Also storage keychains. Find my Mac. I don't use Back to My Mac. Most people don't anymore. In the old days, you like to go ahead and use a laptop to get back to your desktop. That's sort of gone by the wayside. All right, so that's how we get started on the Mac OS. Log into your Apple ID, say yes to iCloud, and now your data, all those data points that you just checked, are stored there. All right, you can also share your photos with families and friends. The key thing about this photo sharing is they're based on one Apple ID, okay, and one iTunes account. Now, once you get that set up, you can actually have other Apple IDs sign into that, but they still only use one iTunes account. So there's only one credit card associated with one iTunes account. And so if you share that with a grandchild who, in fact, likes waffles, heavy metal, or something like that, all of a sudden your Apple Music has all these other things in there. So when you have young kids, I can see a parent having young kids allowed to do that family sharing, but once they get to that tween age, it's a very bad thing to share it. Additionally, you give them choice of buying on your credit card? No thanks.
Is it possible to share with people who don't have iCloud accounts or iTunes accounts? They're all PC people?
There is a way of sharing with PCs. I don't know how, though.
Dropbox.
It'd be a safer bet.
So how would that compare then with Google Photos, for instance? Would it be easier just to do Google Photos because everybody can get into that?
Don't ask me anything about Google. I hate Google. I don't touch Google. Google shares too much.
So you got to use some third-party service like Dropbox does Photos.
Yeah.
You know, just pick one of those.
Okay.
That's cross-platform like that. This is really to be intended to be your personal photo library, and then and it will synchronize across all your Apple devices. There is one thing with the photos is that you can share photos. You can actually create a little website in Apple's Photos app. You can select a bunch of photos and add them to sharing, and put it up as a website for the public to see.
I see.
And then you can send the URL to people, and you can even let them upload their own photos to that same little website.
Okay.
And then you'll get them. That's the way you would share using Apple's thing. You create this little website of photos.
Thank you.
Okay. Now, moving on. This concept of sharing data has come a long way since they started, and now they're calling it the iCloud Drive. So within iCloud, which stores all this, there's this concept of a drive. And this drive now is a sort of mirrors what you have on your computer. So if I take a look at my computer, how many have the latest 11 version? What is this? Yes, 10.13.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know how many of you have noticed, but look at here on the left. This is your normal favorites, and I know this is hard. Hard to see here, but this favorites that you get up here is where your file directory and all your folders used to be. And down here there was an iCloud Drive. Well, now we have just iCloud. An iCloud Drive is underneath iCloud, and underneath that is my desktop and documents folder. Without even letting us know that they were going to do this, they came out with High Sierra and automatically moved everything that I had in my desktop and my documents to the cloud.
No.
Yes, they did.
Didn't do it on mine.
But they did it on mine. I think what it is I had enough space to move everything.
It's the iCloud setting for documents and data.
You can, in fact, turn that on or off, but it wasn't there when this came out, and these got moved by me or by them automatically. Now, I'm just going by what happened on my computer. You need to check out on your computer. Did they do the same?
The desktop, everything went to the cloud.
Yes.
I figured that out. What happened there?
Well,
it's in the...
Well,
in
now
the
wait a minute. Process. You're getting ahead of me.
Okay.
You're getting ahead of me. This can be controlled, but the bottom line is, if you had enough space on iCloud so they could move all your documents and desktop, I think they did it automatically. Once they do it, you then can go into your own settings...
Turn it off.
System preferences.
Did you, excuse me, the screen you just showed where it had those devices, how did you get into that screen?
That's the Finder.
That is my Finder, and I have my, if you go to Finder preferences, then the sidebar is what I've chosen to turn on. I've always had my sidebar on, because that's where everything ends up being. So you turn your sidebar on, and then you can choose to check all those things you want to be checked.
And you have the root directory checked.
Yes, I do.
Okay. The sidebar is under one of the menus at the top of the
Finder
screen.
Finder preferences.
When you're in the Finder, turning it on and off should be under a menu. Under it is. Probably the view menu.
It's under Finder preferences.
No. The view
under
menu.
Under view, you can turn it on or off. For
view all menu. Right. She probably just has it turned off in the view menu. Is there a sidebar one there?
Nope. Path, there it is, hide sidebar.
Yeah, Yeah, so you just need to select show sidebar if you don't see it. And okay. Then you can adjust what it shows. Okay, meanwhile, back it up.
Yep. So, now, this is where they want to go. They want everything you've got to be backed up. So, that backup you've been doing, the time machine, what's time machine backing up now versus what is the iCloud? My documents, I'm very religious storing everything in my documents. That's now backed up on the cloud. Everything in my documents, or is it down there?
Not in mine.
Well, you turn yours off.
I know you were going to show them that.
I don't know where it is.
Under iCloud.
Is it iCloud?
And then top iCloud Drive options.
Right. Well, and that's what didn't come up when I was trying to do it. So
it'll come up.
It came up.
Yeah, after how many
minutes? It came up right away. Anyway, in there, see,
when you
iCloud,
click options.
You turn iCloud Drive on, and that enables the. There's a folder that's called iCloud Drive on your computer. If you just turn iCloud Drive on, then anything you store in there will be shared to all your devices through the cloud. But under options, there's a bunch of other things.
Finally, right here.
That first option, if you select document, desktop and documents folder, all your data files will go into iCloud. Don't do that.
Why?
Because do you want your Quicken data file to go into the cloud? I don't.
It's encrypted from the moment it leaves your computer.
I don't.
And encrypted on the cloud, and encrypted when it comes back down.
You need way, way, way more iCloud storage if you're going to turn that on.
You got a bouncy.
I got 200 gigabytes. My entire documents folder went there, and I still have space.
Well, I have a 99
and I'm not familiar with the time machine, but I do have a hard drive, backup drive that I back up daily. Okay. Are you saying that information is now on that iCloud?
You still have it locally, but now it's also in the cloud if you've checked this.
If that's on. You need to go look to see if that's on.
If it's on, then I really don't need the backup drive.
Well, it depends again whether you trust the cloud.
Well, okay.
Art does not trust the cloud. I have not up until last year. I have been waiting. I now trust the cloud because of the way Apple's implemented.
I trust the cloud for everything else. Okay. I mean, I have lots of stuff in Dropbox, for instance, and I have a lot of stuff in Apple's iCloud Drive. But there's certain things I do not want in the cloud.
And then if you don't, you create another document or another folder in your home folder, call it private stuff, and now you put, instead of in the document, you put it into your private stuff, and private stuff does not go up to the cloud.
Right, that's one way to do it.
Can you send encrypted folders or files up to the cloud?
Sure.
You don't have to, because it is encrypted. Everything that goes across from your computer to the cloud is encrypted by Apple.
You don't want anybody else to see it, so you encrypt it with your own.
You could encrypt it with your own. Yes. Interesting discussion point, isn't it?
So everything that goes there, all these icons he's got on his desktop are going up into the cloud right now, and everything in his user directory documents folder is going into the cloud automatically because he has that option turned on. That means that they're also visible on his iPad and his iPhone. And if he logs into iCloud.com, he can see them there and edit them in any of these places. So you're synchronizing. This is not a backup. This is really synchronization, because remember, it doesn't have past history like a time machine backup does, where you can go back until you find, oh, damn, I deleted this file in April, so I need to go back until I find it and can restore it. Once you delete something in a synchronized system, it's gone from everywhere. It's synchronized. It's only right now. The synchronization through the cloud is not a backup. It's a synchronization. There's a huge difference in that.
And why I like it is because I've been having to carry around my laptop for the last 25 years to have all my data. Now I can carry my phone, and I have all my data It's not stored on the phone. It's stored on the cloud, and I can access it with my phone or my iPad. And that's why I like it.
So if somebody steals your phone.
If someone steals my phone, they still have to get into my phone because I have it going ahead and going to sleep in 1 minute, requiring my thumb. So if they want to cut off my thumb, you're welcome.
Don't offer.
So, in your opinion, what did they do in the past year or so to make it almost indestructibly secure?
They've been actually doing this encryption for a while. They've been testing this. Remember the big scandal where there were several actors and actresses that were hacked? They were hacked because they had lousy passwords. They used their name, and they used 123456. If you're doing that, then you probably don't want to store things on the cloud. People can hack you. I've got a database of passwords that are, I store 200 passwords in there, and every one is 15 characters or longer.
So you feel comfortable storing your passwords?
I feel very comfortable storing my passwords. If they want to crack it, you know, I don't have anything that's critical. And with the way I'm storing my passwords, with characters, uppercase, lowercase, numbers, etc. All right, quick one.
Apple says that they, you know, can't get into your iPhone. They don't want to know how to get into your iPhone. The FBI tells Apple, give me the data on this. iPhone we confiscated, and Apple says no to the FBI. We can't. It's encrypted. We don't know how to break it. It's encrypted so strongly. Nobody else does that. They just hand over the data. So Apple does that. However, Apple will immediately hand over your iCloud data in an encrypted form, but they will immediately hand over what's in iCloud to the FBI or the NSA or the CIA or whoever. It'll be encrypted, and they will have to spend days and days and days trying to break into it, hack into it, break the password and get into it. But eventually, those spy agencies and the FBI can get into your data. So, if you ever think you're going to be, have a subpoena and your iCloud, they're going to ask for your iCloud data, then don't store that kind of data in iCloud. But you know, they will not hack it. Apple will not help them with a phone or an iPad.
So how many people are Russian spies in here? All right, there's only one. Don't store it on the cloud. I had another question.
So that was that version 10.13 or whatever?
Yes, High Sierra.
Versions before that don't do this?
They did not do that.
Because I think our computer's too old to download that version. Isn't that right?
Uh-huh.
If it doesn't give you the option to update to that OS, then no.
So can I ask you a question, Frank?
Yes.
So suppose you don't want all your documents in the iCloud, but you just want selected folders of documents that you have. Can you manually copy them?
Yep. No. The iCloud Drive folder's there.
Yes. So I have put... Hey, look at that. Works the way it's supposed to. In iCloud Drive, let me get into... All right, now I shift it over to the iPad, okay? So everyone sees that. You see that files folder there was?
No.
Down here at the bottom. Version 11 of iOS added the files version. And that's what really is allowed all this to happen, because it came out the same time as High Sierra. High Sierra moved everything into the cloud. Now with the Files app, that's included with version 11 on iOS, you can get there. So I bring that up, and notice at the very top, iCloud Drive. And if I click on iCloud Drive, there's my desktop documents, but I also created Highland Center, I created PMUG. Those are my own file folders that I wanted to have there, different things. You notice there's also applications. iBird, Keynote, my passwords manager, my numbers, pages. There's also preview, workflow, text edit. All these things are created based on your applications. And so any data created by that application automatically goes into something like pages or numbers. Question?
So how did you put ones in there that didn't automatically come in from Apple? Like, they have their own...
Well, I did it on the Mac. I'm not sure how to do it here. Do you?
No, I don't remember. You know, it's easier to do it. They're up there
right
at the
there.
Top.
Right top. Right there is a new folder.
There's a plus folder icon.
The very top.
Add a folder.
Oh, I see it.
Okay. In the Mac, you just do it in the Finder, just yep. like you add any other folder.
Question?
Go ahead.
Anything else?
Yeah, can you put Microsoft Office in there?
Yeah, you can put anything you want in there.
You could put it in there.
Whether you have the app to open it or not.
That's the key. Whatever application you put or file you put in there, the application has to be on or working on the iOS and on the device in order to open it. So, for example, text edit. You saw that text edit was up there.
Yeah.
Text edit does not run on iOS. Therefore, I cannot open text edit files on my iOS devices.
Oh.
I can only do it on the Mac. I can view them on this, but I cannot edit them or create them.
Pages will let you do Microsoft documents.
Yes, question.
You know, on my particular iPad, I've noticed that the top one is sitting in iCloud Drive and actually on my iPad.
Mm-hmm.
See this right here? See, like, there's the iCloud Drive. There's the, on my iPad.
Okay, well, I haven't stored anything there on my iPad.
Yeah, if you store something on your iPad, it'll create that drive. That's all.
And, of course, as you go through this, if I go to desktop, notice that on the far hand, right-hand side, everything that shows a cloud says it's in the cloud, but it's not on my computer yet or my laptop, whatever I have on my hand. Those that don't have, oh, look at that, it's downloading them automatically. Woo-hoo! Now, realizing if you have a Pages document that you created on your laptop and you put it in your Documents folder and your Documents folder put it back up on the cloud and you access it with your iPad, which has Pages on it, and you edit it, it actually sends the changes back up to the cloud. That's the master storage place. And so, therefore, you can get all your edits that you just made on your iPad on your computer. I see you, I'll get to you.
Okay.
Got it? Question.
Well, are you saying, oh, look at that, it's automatically downloading. What if you don't want it to?
Don't put it in the cloud.
If it goes in the cloud,
I have not seen that actually automatically download before. It just did it before. It just kept it there until I actually clicked on the download.
That's what I usually do, because if you don't have enough storage, you,
right.
so you don't want it to automatically.
So, I haven't seen that happen before. I had a question.
If you want to take stuff off the cloud, but not off your computer, if you delete it, it comes up with this, you should download. Will it erase your stuff?
Yes.
Yes.
It'll erase it from your computer as well?
Yes. That's why I said it's not a backup. It's a synchronization.
Synchronization.
It takes an exact copy everywhere. You delete something from your iPad, it automatically deletes it off your phone and your Mac. The trick is you move that copy file to a different place on your Mac where it can't delete it. You take it out of the iCloud Drive folder.
So it's up there, you download it, then you cut it off. And then you reinstall whatever you need
well,
in the cloud.
If you download something on an iPad, put it in the iCloud Drive, and then you go on your Mac and you want to save it, move it out of that iCloud Drive folder to a different folder.
The key thing to think about is that iCloud Drive is now like the drive on your hard disk, on your computer. If you delete it off of iCloud Drive, it's gone. Just like if you delete it off your disk on your computer, it's gone. So what they're trying to do is make it easier for complete access from all your devices. This is now, the iCloud Drive is now a commonly accessible drive across all your devices. If you don't want that commonly accessible information, then you put it somewhere other than the desktop or the documents.
So you can have photos that are not, I have photos on the cloud, but I don't have my iCloud Drive on.
Correct. Different settings.
So, iCloud Photo Library is separate from iCloud Drive.
And then some photos, it says, may take 40 days to delete.
That's the photo streaming. Okay. That's separate from iCloud Photo Library.
Right.
Okay, there were questions in the back?
I was just going to say, I thought it was interesting that I use the iCloud Drive and have a file on there, and I have some numbers and pages, documents. But I have an old Mac, and it still works. Like mine's before, it's early 2009, so it doesn't have, you know, the name.
Well,
the iCloud, you can turn on the iCloud Drive. What you can't do is put the documents and desktop folders in the cloud on an old Mac. But you still, there are three folders. Frank's talking about two, documents and desktop. But there's a third one that is called iCloud Drive. That's the name of a folder on your Mac. There's three folders. The documents and data option is a separate option in the iCloud settings. The iCloud Drive is a separate option. You can do one or the other or both. If you turn on the documents and desktop, you automatically get the iCloud Drive. But you, in your case, you probably only have the iCloud Drive folder turned on and are syncing from an older Mac. And that's fine. That's safe, because that way you specifically determine, I'm just going to put specific files into this iCloud Drive folder and sync them to all my devices. If you do the documents and desktop, everything you save on your computer from a normal application is going to go to the cloud.
Okay. Another question? We can keep going. I got one more.
Just one. My wife's got an iPad, and she takes pictures, and then all of a sudden she goes to check the pictures, and all of a sudden it's got music to it. What's the story with that? It put it in like a little slide.
Oh,
and it's got music. Who's doing that?
Actually, if your wife's like mine, who doesn't know the iPad, she does all sorts of things trying, and you can create that.
That's a whole different talk.
Right.
But if you click on memories in the Photos app, you will get a slideshow with music.
Oh, okay.
All right. Last question.
You had talked about setting up a private folder. If you don't want things to go into the cloud, how do you do that?
You just create a new folder under your disk, under your username called private, and then drag everything out of either your desktop or your documents into the private folder. And now it won't go up until you drag that private folder to the iCloud Drive.
Is it automatically deleted then because you've taken it away?
It's deleted from the iCloud Drive if you drag it out of there.
Right.
Then it will disappear from all your devices.
Okay, I just wanted to go through the, this is under settings and iCloud, and so this is where you, in fact, on the iOS, can identify everything that you want using iCloud. And I can see right down here, Game Center, I don't want Game Center, I never use Game Center. You can turn off anything else you want there. And you see there's a whole lot of stuff in there. And then all your other apps can store data on the cloud as well. Okay, big topic.
Yeah.
We didn't even get through a whole bunch of it, but I think we've covered the majority of the things that I wanted to talk about today. Any last questions before I sum up?
Yeah.
Oh, you all look familiar.
Suggest you do iCloud 201.
All right, we'll take that under advisement. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So, to close up the meeting, I didn't get any announcements from anybody else, so I don't need to repeat that. If there's any general questions, quickies, that we can help anybody with, yes?
Well, it's not a question, but it's just an info. If anybody uses Evernote, I have been using it on your phone, and I haven't updated. It's all updated. I went in, and I couldn't. Some of my notes were blank. But the same notes on my computer on Evernote were as they should be. Evernote said that should be corrected with the next update, 8.5.
Okay. Cool. Anything else? Yes?
This is just a comment